Inside. Beer Belly Society, a show where two lifelong friends get together, drink beer, and bullshit. I'm Robert.
I'm Angel.
Welcome to the society.
Yay.
Yay. All right. Wake up.
I'm awake.
I had an energy drink today.
Did you?
I had two. My mom would be so upset.
Yeah.
She tells me all the time.
You know what the manager told me about the energy drinks?
Don't tell me. Go ahead.
Is one of the leading causes of hair loss?
I'm already going bald, so it doesn't matter.
I mean, I'm surprised because your dad has a full set of hair, and your mom's got like thick hair. That's how
I'm
long.
Adopted.
Oh, your brother has thick hair.
Yeah, I'm adopted. Okay. Must be.
All right. I'll blame it on the energy drinks.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
it's okay. I have accepted I'm going to be bald.
Okay.
Maybe not bald all the way,
uh-huh.
But I'm okay with that.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to embrace it.
Okay.
I might not even shave my whole head. Hmm. I might just leave it, literally be that guy that's got a little patch.
I've accepted the fact that I'm already gray, and I know I'm going to get grayer.
Uh-huh.
And I accepted that. I mean, I'm almost fucking 40.
What if you lose your hair?
Different story.
Really?
Yeah. So
I don't think it matters.
So, like, my hair is already kind of thin compared to where I was young. I mean, it happens to all of us. The moment I start losing hair, if I ever start losing hair, I'm going to go bald.
Bro, I'm already going there.
I'm going to be like the Mexican Steve Austin.
Easy, Stone Cold.
Yeah, I'm saying, bro, I'm going bald, bro. I don't care.
I'm getting that. I definitely got that little boss fall back here in the back of my head.
Yeah,
I'm not tripping.
Little fire thing.
It happens. Yeah. The fryer tuck.
Yeah.
I want to get one, like a permanent one.
You know what? Some people can pull it off.
Dude.
Some people could. I mean, what do you think? I mean, do y'all think like the whole bald patch in the back thing works out? Because I know people, like, I don't know what kind of baldness you see that when kind of the Bruce Willis.
Uh huh.
That like that one area above your head is like bald.
Yeah.
People like him, and there's certain people that can pull that shit off. I feel like if I ever start going bald, I got like a weird shaped head.
At the end of the day, real shit, like if you don't like me, you're not going to like me with or without hair,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
So true. It doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
It does matter, but I just don't put like so much attention to it. It's happening, bro.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can do that's going to prevent it.
You can shave.
Huh?
You've been bald before. You can shave. You can pull that look off.
I don't, like, it doesn't bother me. I'm just going to shave my head. When it bothers me to the point where I'm like, oh shit, I look weird.
Yeah.
This is, I'm going to walk in a room and be shaved head.
Yeah.
That's it. As guys, we're really lucky. Like, we can pull that off. Women, there's women that have alopecia, bro. You can't just go. Well, you can. What's her name? Will Smith's wife.
Yeah.
She has alopecia. She shaved her head.
Jada Smith or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Just be confident. Own it.
I mean, that's cool. If you can pull that off and be confident about it, good for you. I just mentioned
Will Smith's wife. Is he gonna come slap me?
I got to, bro. I got to.
You got me, bro. Yeah. What if he comes, bro? I mean, he could knock on the door right now.
Yeah,
I'm just saying it could happen.
Mm.
Well, I mean, I'm gonna get slapped.
I'm gonna get the dog like sick him.
Shit!
No one slaps him but me.
I'm glad my pimps got me covered.
No. I got you, bro. I got you. I got you, bitch.
Perfect. Perfect. Someone's got my back.
Yeah. So,
where we go?
La Mesa Craft Kitchen.
It's a tap house.
It's a tap house.
You know?
And a kitchen.
And a kitchen. They have food.
They got food.
We had wings.
You had wings. I had the steak burger. Oh, the steak. Sorry. Correction. Steak sandwich.
Am I gonna be real about this whole experience and tell you my full thoughts
about the food?
Yes,
go ahead.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like the wings?
No.
Why not?
I'm really bougie about wings.
Wow, you love wings. So, I love wings. Well, what's wrong about it?
So,
explain.
For starters,
yeah,
Kraft Kitchen just got bought out by
Mastiff Sausages.
Mastiff Sausage Company. It's
a company, okay.
So they're the kitchen that is inside of
North Park Beer Company.
Yes, North Park Beer Company.
Yeah.
So they just bought the tap house. The Kraft Kitchen.
Yeah.
So the menu is about to change, I'm assuming.
Maybe.
It would be fair to assume it's going to change.
Okay.
Now,
and there might be one of those owners that be like, don't fuck up a good thing.
The new owner's name is Eric and Jake.
Okay.
It's on the little tag on their door.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that it's Eric and Jake. And if they're going to change one thing, I would suggest they change their wings.
But what was so wrong about the wings, though?
Well, I'm getting to that, but I needed to say all that.
Hurry the fuck up.
I need to say all that so we can get to to my point.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't like breaded wings.
You don't like breaded wings?
No.
Okay.
That's like, long story short,
yeah,
I absolutely hate breaded wings.
Okay.
Because I feel like the bread itself affects the flavor.
Yeah.
It gives you a whole flavor profile that's different, because then the bread itself starts to get soggy, and you don't. I personally feel like a nice crunch on your wings from just not breaded, like just natural, throw them in a fryer wings. Mm-hmm. The crunch is different, mm-hmm, and they don't get soggy.
Mm-hmm.
When it's breaded, over, like, you let it sit for 10 minutes, they start to get soggy.
Okay.
I don't like that. And holy fuck, their wings are hot as shit.
Well, you got the habanero.
The mango habanero, yeah, dude, but I get mango habanero everywhere, and there's a little bit of sweet to it. Those bitches were just hot. I love hot stuff. Don't get me wrong. I ate them, and I enjoyed the spice level. But I was expecting, excuse me, sorry, burping in here. I was expecting for it to be a little sweet.
Okay.
My only opinion.
Okay.
What do you think?
I didn't have the wings.
Nobody likes you. What'd you have?
I had the steak sandwich.
And how do you like that?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I did. You had like a whole thing to dip it in.
Yeah. I don't know what that dip was. But it was good.
You were dipping it.
Yeah, I'm like, what's this? I didn't see this in the menu. I'm gonna dip it. Oh, delicious! And their fries were good.
The fries were good. Yeah. I got garlic fries or something. Yeah. They were really good. Yeah. What did you get?
I got regular fries. Yeah, they were delicious.
You simple bitch.
Yeah, I'm a simple bitch. Yeah. I'm a basic bitch like that. But like it was good. So the food, I mean, I enjoyed the steak burger. It was good.
It looked good.
Yeah.
I kind of was a little hating.
To be honest, oh, there goes the light.
Uh-huh.
But like, to be honest, I felt like getting another one.
Really?
Yeah. But I kind of like, I was drinking beer too, so I'm like, if I get another one, I'm not going to want beer. But like, I mean, I was so conflicted. So, but to me, what I got was good. So,
I mean. I enjoyed it. I liked the other wings that we got. At the table.
I don't know. Which one was that one? I don't remember.
They were like, it was like a sweet sauce. It was different.
Oh.
But, we piggybacked like a business meeting on our show. So at the end of the day, we got a few things. We tried a few beers.
Yeah.
You know, and the people we had the meeting with weren't really like beer people.
Yeah.
So I don't think they enjoyed it as much as we did.
One was, but he said he cut back, and the other one didn't really drink.
Excuses.
Yeah, so. whatever. Hey, we still love you guys.
We still love you. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Yeah. So, all right, that's the beer. What about we talked about the food. And where we're at now. The beer. No, we didn't talk about the beer we had over there.
I really like the dark beer that we had at the end. What was the name of that?
Oh, the mocha one?
Yes.
I don't remember the name.
It was a really good beer.
It was a porter. It was like a mocha porter.
I wrote it down.
Did you?
Mocha Machine.
Mocha Machine.
It was a really good beer. It was a 9.2%.
Yeah.
And I picked it because it was a 9.2%.
Yeah.
And I liked it.
You did.
I liked the flavor.
Yeah.
She gave us a taster and I was like, oh, yeah. Pour me a full pour.
Yeah.
And then she gave me a half pour.
Because I said to get a half pour.
I know. Why do you guys?
Yeah.
First, for the record,
yeah.
I went dancing after that.
Yeah.
And I feel like I was a little too sober.
Oh, were you?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
It was your fault.
My fault.
The girls probably appreciate it. I didn't step on any toes.
Yeah, I didn't want your hand to go low.
For the record,
yeah.
I'm really conscious about the impression I give out when I dance.
Okay.
So I am always 100% proper.
Okay.
I stopped grabbing ass while I danced like 10 years ago, okay?
Okay.
I grew up.
Good for you.
I grew up.
Good for you.
I remember one time, real shit, I went out and it was like everybody at where we worked. Uh-huh. It was like fucking like 20 of us and we all work at the same place. We went out drinking, hanging out. And I remember that I went out dancing for the record, I didn't really dance. I just was out there doing dumb shit back in the day. And I went out dancing and I caught myself being a little too frisky.
Ah.
Probably the last time I ever was frisky.
Okay.
But she was very, it was like a homegirl.
Yeah.
And she was very like, hey, basically like hands up here.
Okay.
Type shit. I'm like, oh, sorry.
I'm sorry.
And then it was like, oh shit, I shouldn't be doing shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, I kind of learned my lesson.
Okay.
But I'm glad it was with like quote unquote a friend
that
kind of like put me in my place
nicely. Okay.
I still remember that. That's one of the like real shit. One of the things that sticks out when I go out. I'm like, I never want like one of my friends to think I'm getting too frisky.
I wouldn't mind.
I bet you wouldn't.
Yeah.
We'll turn the cameras off, the lights off. Yeah. We'll get frisky.
You need to teach me some kazumba.
Ah! Yeah. Hey, so I got hit up by one of the DJs that DJs for these events that I go to. That wants to come out on the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Something to think about.
I don't care. Does he like beer? Does he like beer?
Yeah, he knows what the show's about. He listens to us.
Does he listen to us?
Yeah. So he was telling me.
Does he want an autograph?
Oh.
Yeah, you can take a selfie with me.
Sometimes. He was saying that he would love to come out.
You want to take a picture with Tickles?
Tickles! So he was saying that he'd love to come out and have a beer.
That's fine.
And come out for the show.
That's cool.
What I was thinking is, even though it's not up your alley specifically, uh-huh, I was thinking to do like a kizomba like vibe. Just if he's a DJ, that's all he does, and maybe we can invite. I know a couple of people that are in the industry that are a little bit more popular,
mm-hmm,
as far as like they've been doing like instructing for a while and stuff like that. Maybe I could reach out to a couple of friends and we could have like a set, like a whole show based on kizomba.
Well, you know, I don't oppose that idea because we did a whole year focusing on beer and the beer community. We made a point this year to branch out a little bit.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to branch out that route, then I'm not opposed to the idea.
Just one episode.
Yeah,
I don't care. And see what's up. I danced a dance called kizomba at the end of the day. It's a little bit different for what most people are out here in the States, I say, dance, but I love it. Adapt is my favorite thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And other than the podcast, real shit, that's like my happy place. The podcast and that and dancing are like, that's what makes my week better.
Mm-hmm. I thought I made your week better, but whatever. Moving on.
What do you think about the location?
I like it. I mean, it's right off the freeway. It's fucking, it's, they got food, they got beer, and they got 30 taps. So if you don't like one beer, you can, chances are you're going to find something you like.
If you don't like one, you got 29 yeah, more options.
So it's kind of like they got plenty of options there, and it's fucking, they got food. So
and then you could hit up our friend and make sure you follow her on Miss Craft Correa on Instagram. She has her own page. She does, like, she goes out and she has, like, a beer page, right? Yeah. How do you describe her page?
Her page?
Yeah.
I was like a kind of beer blogger kind of thing.
Beer blogger.
Yeah.
Cool. So she does support her, follow her. She's doing her thing. She's a bartender at a couple places. She bartends at Craft Kitchen. She bartends at where else?
Mujeres.
Mujeres, that's anywhere
her,
else?
No, that's the only two places. So we met her at Mujeres when we did a show over there.
Yeah, that's where we met her. And then obviously we ran into her when we went to this place. So that was cool. She's cool. She takes care of us. She does her thing. She does her blogging and a page.
And she's like he said, she's a bartender, but she's in the industry. So uh-huh. She's been in the industry for a while, so she knows a thing or two.
So and she's been working at this place for a year. Mm-hmm. And Craft Kitchen. What else on my notes here? Pretty much that's all I really wrote down. It's a cool place. I like it. I like the location. It's a nice central right off the freeway on it. Basically, you're right off the 8 and right off the 94.
Yeah.
Kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, closer to 94. But it's a good location.
Yeah.
It used to be, I didn't even realize, she said it used to be like a 7-Eleven back in the day.
Yeah.
Like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
You know, little dumb shit. But the place is cool. I like it. It's updated. It's clean. It's well kept.
It's like one of those places where, like, if you want, like, this, we've been to a couple of breweries, like, restaurants, but I feel like this place is kind of like, for some reason, it's like, I feel like it's more, I feel more comfortable there because it's, like, I don't know. I feel like the food is caters to someone like me. Sandwiches, burgers, and wings.
It's a good, the menu is good for beer drinkers.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm a beer drinker.
Yeah.
So, and then they got plenty of beer on tap. So, I'm like, you can't go wrong with that place.
It's not huge. It's not small. No. It's perfect size. And I feel like
just kind of feeling the vibe over there. I feel like a lot of those people are regulars and they live around
there. I was going to say that 100%. You walked in and you had a whole Cheers vibe.
Yeah.
Everybody that walked in, it almost felt like they knew exactly who they were.
Yeah. We probably walked in like, who the fuck are these assholes?
because we were the oddballs in there.
Yeah, I don't know. I always feel like the oddball everywhere I go.
You're weird.
Yeah, I'm weird.
Nobody likes you, bro. It's okay.
Well, you know, speaking of weird, we're going to talk about some weird shit.
I like your segue.
My what?
Your segue, that's what it's called.
Segue.
When you have like a... You change the topic.
Oh, yeah? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Ooh, you're fancy now.
Oh, I'm learning shit.
You think you're a fucking you think you're a real podcaster now, not an amateur one anymore. Because that's where I think we are.
I just watched a couple of videos this week.
Yeah? Segway. When you said that right now, I thought about the little fucking electric thing you fucking...
I'd fall and break an arm with one of those.
I've seen that shit so many times. That's crazy. All right, so you brought up a fucking... A celebrity, Orlando Brown.
Orlando Brown. He was on Soul Raven. He was on a bunch of shit when as a kid. He's like going through like the biggest conspiracy situation that I could bring up right now. Basically, other than a few other people we're going to talk about later in a bit. But this dude basically, he claims that the media is trying to, in one way, like, quiet him and, like, the government and all of that. So I love stories like this because I almost want to classify somebody either as crazy or, like, holy fuck, they're onto something. And I feel like he's got a perfect amount of crazy and onto something. He's got some crazy stories out there, dude. Well,
you know what? The thing is, the internet is full of them. I love conspiracy. Uh-huh. Yeah, like my number one podcast, other than us, obviously, other than Beer Belly Society, is conspiracy shit.
You want to hear one of the things, one of the topics?
What's that?
He talks about how, like, the industry and the government and everything, like actors and whatever that, like, the whole thing. He talks about how they kill off, almost like it's a fucking movie. They'll kill off somebody in real life and then insert them as a whole other person. dude, this is literally what he talks about. Uh-huh. Like, inserts them. Let's say you're an actor.
Thank you.
All of a sudden, they kill you off like a movie.
Yeah.
And then they're going to insert you in a whole other role in life.
Okay.
So he has, like, literally... He talks about like at least like 20 people that got killed off, and then
let me guess,
what?
Tupac.
You know what? I haven't seen anything on Tupac, but I'm just waiting.
But you always hear those rumors that they found him in Cuba, and
bro, have you seen him? That guy,
Orlando Brown.
No. Have you seen the guy that they think is Tupac?
No,
you haven't seen him.
No,
Google it. Google it right now. What? Bro, it is ridiculous. Like, if that's not Tupac, bro, that's his twin brother. You haven't seen it?
No.
It's Tupac with dreads.
Well, I was never a Tupac fan. It's just kind of like,
I heard about it.
I wasn't. And Good Job Friend was. He had a poster of Tupac in his bedroom.
Google, fool, Google. So, look at this picture and you tell me if that's not Tupac's brother. Legitimately. It looks like if Tupac literally had a twin brother and they got separated at birth. You're already looking at it? You see him?
I can't find it. It's all old pictures.
So, Google, dude, Tupac. Dude, he looks identical.
I see a picture like of a dude like 15 years older than I guess what Tupac is.
Let me see. I'll tell you if it's him.
Like red bandana?
No. So, dude, this guy has dreads. He looks identical to Tupac, and he's a rapper. Wait, no mom is. The dude is ridiculous. So he came out. So, it's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
And this dude put out, like, an interview saying that this has ruined his life.
I can see that in there. But to be honest, he's not the first one that's come out with saying shit like that.
Uh-huh.
Like, the guy who played Cousin Eddie in Christmas Vacation, I guess is all fucked up. And he's trying to live off the grid. He's, like, borderline homeless. He's saying that there's a Hollywood... contract killers, like people who work for Hollywood whose job is to kill off celebrities.
Dude, imagine too much. If all that's real.
I do believe in conspiracy to a level. I believe there's some conspiracy theories out there that there's truth in it.
I think Orlando Brown is a little crazy.
If you look at his background, he got into drugs. And I mean,
but but legitimately, what if it was like a ploy? And they're trying to make him look bad, bro. And we're just eating it up.
Potentially, yeah.
What is?
Because I really believe that the fucking media and all that's controlled by Hollywood and the government. You know, it's proven that the government has tried to brainwash the masses in the past. And to be honest, I feel like they done it.
Dude, he was bringing up stuff like saying that, like I was saying, that people get killed off and. As one person and then brought in as another.
Maybe. But and then you got
what about replacing these art, like replacing artists, bro?
That's what I was going to get to right now. That's
a whole other conspiracy.
The latest one I heard was Avril Lavigne?
Uh-huh.
Is that how you say her name?
Yeah.
Fucking supposedly like she died like years ago, and that the ones that's out right now currently is someone else.
Bro, have you? It's not even a conspiracy, but have you seen Shakira?
I don't follow her.
I'm gonna bring up a. I'm gonna make my own conspiracy. So if you look at Shakira back in the day and Shakira now, yeah. Like you don't need, like, dude, that's a whole other person.
Yeah, but see that theory when it comes to celebrities being replaced by other people, you gotta think there's surgery involved, bro. Plastic
but surgery. But it makes sense though, dude. It makes sense to me.
How would it make sense? Well, you think that they might have OD, but for the money purposes, they replace them?
Yeah.
I could believe
okay,
that.
Okay, so look. Check this out. Not even... let's say I am a big record producer. Mm-hmm. Let's just say I'm a big record producer. Yeah. And my number one artist died. Mm-hmm. Bro, you can't take that hit. You need that person to be alive.
Okay.
So they get creative. Mm-hmm. And they Nilly Vanilly the shit. Mm-hmm. You know who Nilly Vanilly is?
I've heard that.
Do you know who they are?
Yeah.
They were just like the stunt double of music.
Yeah.
They have somebody else sing.
Yeah, and they got all these awards and shit.
Like yeah, so basically that. They just do like a swap, bro.
Yeah.
I could see it happening. There's millions of dollars involved, dude.
Crazier shit has happened, and that's been proven true, conspiracy-wise. Uh-huh. So I wouldn't put it past the music industry, the Hollywood, the government to be doing that kind of shit.
What about that comedian? The little guy. What's it? Cat Williams. Mm-hmm. Dude, he's another one that was saying that, like,
Illuminati?
Illuminati. Yeah. And, like, all sorts of shit, like, he's saying is true. He says they were trying to fucking, like, drown him.
Let's see, like,
you don't believe it?
Like I said, I believe there's truth in some of these theories. The Illuminati being one of them.
Do you believe in that?
What, the Illuminati?
Yeah. Are they real?
I believe that there is.
If we get like a visit next week, bro.
From a personal standpoint, from what I hear and see, and this is coming from the outside, from a person who doesn't know shit, but who's into like conspiracy shit every now and then, I think there is a group that has influencers and money. And really? Maybe they're not called the Illuminati, but I believe they have weight.
They're a governing
body
above, like, even presidents, bro. That's what they're saying.
I don't know about that, but I believe they do have some influence. And if they choose to ruin someone's career and drown out their career,
they can do it. Yeah,
I believe there's a group like that. I'm not Illuminati. I don't know. But yeah. that term gets used a lot. But you know, it's been proven though, because they got that group that gets together, like. Journalists, anchor people, government people, and they don't deny it anymore. But they go out to this retreat every now and then over there in Northern California, and like former presidents have gone, and people who usually are bickering about each other go together, and they're really strict about it. No phones, no nothing, and they do all this ritual that's been proven, because a journalist did manage to sneak in and take a couple pictures.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like a statue of an owl. And uh-huh. They, you know, they do this whole ritual thing, too. And so secret societies do exist.
Yeah.
That's a proven fact.
So beer belly society is not secret.
They have rituals.
Yeah.
Most of them have rituals. Most of them have powerful figures in them. Now, do they influence society? More than capable to do it, because they, politicians, celebrities, and journalists, motherfucker, you control information with journalism, you control influence with celebrities, and you control power with politicians.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, you could definitely sway policies in people's minds overnight. So I believe there is some, they use their influence for personal agendas.
What about kind of changing direction? Mm-hmm. Epstein.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They say he's still alive.
I wouldn't believe it. I would believe it.
You would?
I would.
Or wouldn't?
I would.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, dude, when you're that, when you get in that situation and the story's behind his shit, yeah, your only move is to die. Yeah.
So, like, shit like that, like, I mean, if you got a guy like that who knows so much secrets, I mean, either you protect his ass to the full extent or you just take care of it.
I got another one.
That's it.
Bruno Mars, Michael Jackson's kid.
The one
he's talking about the song that he's talking about how he had a kid with somebody. What's it called? Billie Jean.
Okay.
They're saying that Billie Jean was real because that's his kid. And supposedly, sorry to cut you off. Supposedly, they're saying that when they had his eulogy and all of that, yeah, Michael Jackson, they were saying that his son, that like illegitimate son, was at the funeral, and Bruno Mars was there.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a crazy conspiracy to me.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, but then again, it's fucking Hollywood and people have illegitimate kids all over the place.
Bruno Mars, DM us. Let us know.
I wouldn't be surprised. And this is all theories and all that shit. Apparently, Rob's into conspiracy theories. So am I. And the craziest part is, like, I tell people this who are not into it, and they kind of blow it off, and they're into the reality TV and Amazon bullshit. The scary part is, it's a lot of these conspiracy theories that were people didn't believe 20 years ago turn out to be true.
Yeah, 100%.
So if, you know, people listen to us like saying bullshit, motherfucker, you guys are stupid, too drunk, motherfuckers. Yeah, okay, yeah, we're too drunk, motherfuckers. But like, I'll give you one example.
Which one?
I think it was Operation Redwood.
Which was that?
I think it's called Operation Redwood. Well, okay, basically the gist of it is during the Kennedy administration. There was a proposition from some high people in the intelligence community that wanted to do some false flag operations against U.S. citizens. So they wanted to create some terrorist scenarios around the country and blame it on the Cubans so they could attack Cuba.
I agree with you, dude.
Yeah.
I think that, honestly, all right, I'm going to sound like a total conspiracist right now, but I do believe that's a tool in the government's, like, arsenal. Like, all they got to do, dude, is, like set off a bomb somewhere, U.S. soil, and blame somebody, bro.
Well, that's what I think that was one of the ideas that they were trying to go for in that particular operation.
I could see it, dude.
And supposedly, Kennedy, flat out denied it.
Yeah.
He said no.
I could see it.
And so if you look it up, that shit really fucking happened.
There's no better way, honestly. There's no better way to get the U.S. on board, like the citizens, to a war than to say somebody did something.
Like, it doesn't have to be the U.S. It could be any government.
You're right. Any government.
Yeah.
I feel like in order to rally up the troops and like get people involved, if they blame somebody, people automatically like jump on board.
Yeah, and that happened during the 60s. So God knows what happened between then and now. We all know what happened to Kennedy.
I was going to say, you can't even bring up Kennedy and not talk about it, bro.
Tragic incident.
Is it a conspiracy or not?
There's, in your book. But there's so many.
Is yes or no?
There's something hidden. You know why?
You were going to be proud of Kennedy. You weren't even going to bring it up.
There's different levels of conspiracy. So I feel like with Kennedy's incident, it's been proven that there's files that are hidden, that are kept secret, and it's out in the open, that there is certain files that are sealed that were supposed to be released recently, But they said, nah, they're not going to be released for another 40 or 50 years.
I don't know why they do that.
So, in my opinion, I mean, like, okay, you're just proving the conspiracy theories right.
Yeah.
Something did happen.
That you're hiding it.
Exactly. Now, whether there
Roswell.
Whether there be a second shooter, whether there been the Russians, or there was even this one theory where that the mob were involved.
The mob?
The mob.
I could see it.
Yeah.
I could see
it. And if you watch the movie The Irishman on Netflix, they kind of hint that.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See, I gotta watch that movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie. So, like, this show could be hours long talking about conspiracies, and I do believe some of them are real, are legit. Now, the levels of it being true or not, it varies, but I believe most conspiracy theories have truth behind it. So, like,
with that said,
yeah,
what about the conspiracy of people like these celebrities? Mm-hmm. You know how they have the celebrities that where they say that they've lived like in different lives, they live forever type shit.
It's like you see pictures of Keanu Reeves back in the 1800s.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Nicolas Cage, I've seen
those. Do you think about that? Yay or nay?
I think that's a nay.
That's a nay.
That's a nay.
What if, fool?
I don't think so.
Selling your soul to the devil.
I think that's a real thing.
You think that's real?
I think that's real.
Real shit.
No, I saw a video not too long ago where there was a rapper who died, but there was I don't know if it was true or not, but there was this, they were setting up like a ritual.
What kind of ritual?
They had a circle and they were like chickens and stuff like that. They're like, and they legit say that he's about to sell his soul.
No.
Yeah, and the rapper ended up dying like super young. And then, like, it could, but see, that could be done for publicity too.
Bro, they say the two fuck faces, the young kids with the tattoos.
Oh,
what's their fucking names?
Yeah, I know you're
talking about that. They sold themselves to the devil for that.
It could be true. Like little Nas fucking selling those Nike shoes. They call them Satan shoes. And it's kind of like, but the thing is, it's out in the open.
And, I know.
Yeah, and people don't give a fuck anymore.
They don't even try to hide it.
No, people don't give a fuck anymore.
People are literally saying, like, nowadays are literally, like, having interviews and hinting at shit like that.
Yeah, it's all over the place. If you watch, like, certain YouTube videos, there's, like, hidden meaning behind everything nowadays.
I've gone to church my whole life with my parents and all that. And I don't... Like, bro, if how does that even happen? Like, how, what? Okay, let's just say you're sitting in your living room, bro, and all of a sudden you're trying to like sell yourself to the devil, bro. If a physical devil appeared in front of you right now, how do you react? And what is a physical devil? What does a physical devil look like? Lucifer on the show? On the movie? The goddamn TV show?
No, see, like, so in my opinion...
What?
Okay, so like...
How does that happen?
When it comes to religion...
Yeah.
I'm like... I'm so weird about it.
So exile your thoughts on religion itself. No, let's just say you're legitimately sitting in your living room.
But my point is, right? Is... I don't believe in the devil when it comes to the horns and the hooves and tails and all that. Like, in the Bible, it says that the devil was the most beautiful angel.
Yeah, you're right. I was about to say that.
So I believe if that shit is true,
uh-huh,
the devil is not going to appear to you as a scary ass monster. He's going to appear to you to whatever makes you feel comfortable.
So does he knock on the door?
No. I think it's one of if it does happen.
What's the scenario? How would that happen in your mind?
I'm gonna give you an example of a story that I like.
Love it. Go right? for it.
So this is a story of a young blues player.
Okay.
Did
you know the name?
I could look it up real quick because I've read the story so many times, and I can't believe. I think his name's Robert something.
Okay. While you look it up, what's kind of the story, if you could multitask there?
All right. So the story is that he was a bad guitar player.
Okay.
Like everyone that did interviews on it, they said, like, when he first started playing guitar and in the clubs and bars and shit like that, and bars, he was bad.
Like a badass motherfucker.
No, like bad. Like, he couldn't play. He couldn't.
Oh, bad? Like, he sucked?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And now I get it.
Robert Johnson.
That's Robert Johnson.
Yeah. So, you can find this shit on Spotify. So, he was bad. So, I guess the motherfucker disappeared for a little bit.
Okay.
And when he came back, he was fucking, like, it was a complete 180. Like, he was fucking good.
That's the story?
Yeah, he was fucking good.
Amazing.
And that there's songs that he fucking played and sang that describing how he met somebody at the crossroads, and that, but kind of little things that hinted that he sold his soul. And the story is that he was in a crossroad in some, I don't know what part of the country, and that he met the devil at that crossroads, and that they made a deal.
You believe that?
And that he sold his soul to be a great bluesman, to be one of the best guitarists.
But do you believe that? Personal opinion.
I believe those kind of stories, there's truth in it. You know why?
Why?
There's a movie that I watch called American Satan.
Okay.
Same thing. Wannabe rock stars who became rock stars after they sold their soul to the devil. Now, in the movie, the devil appeared to be... He appeared multiple times as a homeless guy. And then he appeared as a kind of like an executive. Okay. Like, I'll make a deal with you. Right?
Yeah.
Harmless. But in the end, he was a devil. Shit hits the fan. They make it big. But, you know, shit, there's always a price to pay. At the end of the movie, there were all these quotes from fucking artists saying, like, supernatural shit. Like, oh, when I'm on stage, I feel like I'm not the one playing. Like, something takes over.
Really?
Yeah, and then, like Ozzy.
Ozzy!
That song, Black Sabbath.
There's so much conspiracies around Ozzy.
Yeah, and listen to Black Sabbath. Uh-huh. Listen to the song Black Sabbath. It just shows that he sees the devil and that, you know, kind of makes a deal. He's like blunt.
They were saying that the whole bat incident. Remember the bat incident where he bit the bat's head off? So he was saying his story, a version of events, saying that he thought it was a rubber bat, like a prop that somebody threw on stage and he bit the head off. Uh-huh. That's why he bit the head off.
Well, then that motherfucker doesn't remember two decades of his life because he was so fucking high.
But he's so goddamn amazing. As much like he's got his old like speech thing does he have Parkinson's or something?
I don't know.
He's got something.
Well, we've seen him live.
And that's what I'm saying. He's like a record.
Yeah.
Live, like he's on
point. I remember like we went to Ozfest here in San Diego, and then in between songs, like he'll talk.
Amazing. Like, and then he sings a song. And I could see that a supernatural being could take over him.
I think there's truth in it. And
I think so too.
I'm not a religious guy, but I do believe in a higher power. Uh-huh. And you can't have good without evil.
I'm reading a book about that.
Yeah.
And that's exactly like a yin and yang situation. Yeah. You can't have, whether you believe in God or devil, but you can't have... There's like a 50-50 portion to life.
And this episode could go hours, and then the same thing with religion, because I can go at it with religion. But if you ever look up Robert Johnson, that's such a fucking trip right there. He ended up dying young, too.
Really?
Yeah, he died under mysterious circumstances.
Damn.
Yeah, but I mean...
What if that's like... No, because there's a lot of old like artists that claim, like Ozzy, still living and kicking.
Yeah, he probably outlive us.
Yeah, right. That's crazy though, man.
Yeah. So there's a lot of fucking story. And I think he was part of the 27 Club. You ever heard of that?
No. What's the 27 Club?
27 Club is a lot of celebrities and artists who have died at the age of 27. And that's a thing? That's a thing.
Why is he part of the 27 Club and still alive?
No, not him. I'm talking about Robert Johnson, Amy Winehouse.
Okay.
It's a bunch of celebrities.
Really?
Yeah, they call it the 27 Club.
That's nuts.
Yeah, there's so much shit. Yeah, so we can go on and on. But La Mesa Craft Kitchen. There goes Segway.
Craft Kitchen.
Segway. All right, so you like food? Hey, you like sandwiches? You like burgers, wings, and all that?
Beer meals.
La Mesa Craft Kitchen. You like beer? 30 taps. La Mesa Craft Kitchen.
Good service.
Yeah.
Bam.
You can't be wrong. But they got bought out, so maybe things will change. If it was me, don't fuck up a good thing.
But at the end of the day, though, honestly, I think that the right company bought them out.
Yeah, I mean,
because they have a good. So I've ate at North Park, beer company, and the food's good, dude.
Is it?
Yeah. So let's say they add a couple things to the menu. Keep some things.
Sausages.
So they're gonna have to add sausages. Well, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's just going to improve, in my opinion.
You never know.
I hope so.
We'll go back soon.
The place was fun. It was cool.
Yeah.
So definitely try them out. Mm-hmm. They're kind of central and city, San Diego. Mm-hmm. If you know the area, they're right off the freeways. And check them out.
Next to, is it Yum Yums?
I think it is.
Yum Yum Donuts?
I think it is, yeah. Try not to pay attention to things like that. Because even though I haven't lost a single pound, I am very conscious about my weight.
All right, then. So, and they're a tap house, so they didn't have no beer to go that I knew of. We didn't ask, but.
It's all right. You got plenty of beer in your fridge.
Yeah, I do. All right, so, hey, whatever. Hit them up if you get a chance.
Check them out. If you got any conspiracies you want to talk about, DM us. We'd love to bring it up.
27 clubs.
Anything we talked about today, for sure.
Shit. There's so much of it, man. I could go on and on about that shit.
There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll have an update episode.
All right. So, thank you for listening.
Tupac's alive.
I don't think so.
The guy said that it's ruining his life and people are trying to kill him.
I believe if Hollywood wants you done, you're gonna be done.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Well, Angel's been trying to cut this episode off for the last 15 minutes.
Because I gotta go to bed. I gotta work tomorrow.
You little bitch.
Fuck you.
We ended up getting shirts.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned for shirts. They're gonna come on the market soon.
Soon-ish.
All right, as always, thank you for joining the society.
Bye.